Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning, I'm Margie Schaefer, and here's what's happening. Longtime San Francisco Congresswoman and Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi may have some more competition for her seat. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports State Senator Scott Wiener looks to be poised to enter the race.
It's long been speculated. Now it may finally be happening. The SF Standard reporting that State Senator Scott Wiener could make his run for Congress official as early as next week. Wiener tells KCBS, quote, "We don't have anything to say at this point," but it seems his website might. The donation page on Wiener's website leading to a fundraising page for Scott Wiener for Congress. FEC filings show he's also raised money for the campaign. He would join former AOC Chief of Staff Shoykat Chakraparty in his primary challenge. He tells KCBS, quote, "Scott Wiener has said over and over that he will never run a race against Nancy Pelosi, and I trust his word." That, a reference to Pelosi not yet saying whether or not she'll run for re-election.
People are voting for change over and over again.
It would be a big shakeup for San Francisco politics, but also follow a trend for many Democratic incumbents.
There's a whole national movement out there for Democrats. They're hungry. They've been beaten, and they don't want to be beaten again.
San Jose State political scientist Larry Gersten.
The thing about Pelosi, of course, is she's as close to an icon as you can get.
In a statement, a spokesman for Pelosi says the Speaker Emerita is, quote, "fully focused on her mission to win the Yes on 50 special election in California." Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A Bay Area startup is employing artificial intelligence to fight illegal dumping. As KCBS's David Welch reports, the technology is designed to help officials spot hotspots.
Most of the trash from illegal dumping gets reported by citizens. Crowdsourcing does have advantages, but it comes with drawbacks. Computers, on the other hand, tend to do their job. And when you team them up with a camera attached to a city-owned vehicle, illegal dumping beware.
We help local governments automate illegal dumping, graffiti, and litter detection.
Eric Hackstrom founded Street Vision AI, which uses technology to help cities spot blight. He says cameras attached to city-owned fleet vehicles, and since they're already cruising the streets,
they record footage of the side of the road, and then our computer vision models analyze that footage and identify any illegal dumping, graffiti, or litter captured in that footage.
He says they're in talks with several Bay Area cities. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Samtrans just adopted a new policy, the passenger suspension policy, that says will strengthen rider and driver safety. KCBS's Shannon Golden has details on the policy and gets reaction from riders.
Randall White with Samtrans says the goal with the new policy is not about addressing minor annoyances, but rather clearly unsafe or aggressive behavior.
Operators can radio dispatch and security or law enforcement may be called in. That rider could then be removed from the bus right then. And under the new policy, Samtrans can follow up with a suspension, meaning that person would not be allowed to ride for a set period of time.
He says the suspensions can vary in length based on the severity of the case. And some riders we spoke with, like Tim, are uncertain of how effective the policy will be.
I think it's easier said than done. I think it would cost a fortune to police something like that.
But others, like Paul, say it could make rides smoother, not just for riders.
Great. I think the drivers have a very difficult job to do, and I support anything that'll make their jobs easier.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
A handful of Redwood City residents in the Emerald Hills area say their vote-by-mail ballots for next month's special election may have been stolen. San Mateo County Elections Chief Officer says five voters in the city's Emerald Hill area said their ballots were not in their mailboxes. One neighbor tells the local publication The Almanac that all of her mail was missing. Meantime, as we've been reporting, ballots for the Prop 50 election have been found in a big pile of stolen mail at a homeless encampment in the Sacramento area. Police are investigating. No arrests have been made. After Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff's comments that he would welcome federal troops in San Francisco, we are now learning that he's approached President Trump to help ramp up the hiring of ICE agents around the country. The New York Times has obtained screenshots of internal documents, including a five-page memo from Benioff to Trump, touting Salesforce AI technology to rapidly hire 10,000 ICE agents to nearly triple its staff. Those are the agents the president is using in his massive deportation program. The New York Times also got its hands on a spreadsheet showing opportunities and slides brainstorming how AI could help ICE process tips and investigations. When asked to comment, the Times says Salesforce officials did not dispute the authenticity of the documents, but it declined to comment further. The federal government is already Salesforce's largest customer. The U.S. Army, Coast Guard, and Veterans Affairs Administration also use Salesforce products. Salesforce has worked with ICE in the past, including during the Obama and Biden administrations. KCBS has reached out to Salesforce for comment. California is taking steps to make insulin pens more affordable. Reporter Pete Demetrio says it will be marketed under the CalRx label and will be far cheaper than branded products.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the CalRx biosimilar insulin product will go on sale in January of next year. And because it's produced in conjunction with a nonprofit drug producer, Civica Rx, the cost will be significantly less when you buy it without insurance at a local pharmacy.
Their cost, $45. They will have a $10 processing fee. That's it. $55 retail costs. Best in the nation. Nothing comes close.
By comparison, prices for insulin pens produced by major drug companies range from $88 to more than $400 over the counter. Newsom says the approach the state is taking is aimed at breaking what he calls the domination of drug sales through Big Pharma, and he anticipates CalRx will likely in the future expand the stable of generic pharmaceuticals that will be able to be sold at reasonable prices, driving health costs down for millions in the state. Near Beverly Hills, I'm Pete Demetrio, KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The ground shook under the Bay Area 36 years ago today as the 6.9 magnitude Loma Prieta earthquake rocked the region. KCBS's Mike DeWall revisits the sounds of that destructive and deadly quake that killed 63 people and damaged thousands of homes.
It was the realization of a reality we all live with here in the earthquake country that is the Bay Area.
I'll tell you something. I have lived in San Francisco since 1975. I haven't felt one like that. My heart is still beating as fast as it possibly can go. It's just unbelievable.
5:04 p.m., October 17th, 1989.
We do have word of fatalities, of fires, of injuries.
The Loma Prieta quake striking just moments before the first pitch of Game 3 in the World Series.
The fans are still standing. The power is out at the ballpark. The scoreboard is dead. The PA system is dead. The Giants are all standing on the field in front of their dugout. Most of the A's are out on the field.
The Bay Bridge series between the Giants and A's set for Candlestick Park.
There's an aftershock right now. We're feeling an aftershock. Certainly nowhere near as severe as the initial quake.
Some of the most consequential damage to Oakland's Cypress Freeway, where a section of Interstate 880's upper deck crashed down onto the lower.
There are cars that have fallen off. There are cars that are overturned. There are trucks that are overturned. And I don't even want to think about what has happened to the cars that are underneath the upper level.
That destruction spawning a tenuous search for survivors.
One wrong step and this structure can collapse in its entirety, a domino effect, and that's what they're trying to avoid.
A 50-foot section of the Bay Bridge also collapsing. In San Francisco's Marina District, a ruptured gas line sparking a massive blaze.
The entire block seems to have been damaged in one way or another. You can see building after building after building, like dominoes, leaning and falling over.
Still, the Loma Prieta earthquake left more than just destruction. It left lessons about preparation, about infrastructure, and about what it really means to be ready for the next big one. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A bicyclist has died after being hit by a car in Palo Alto earlier this month. Police say the cyclist, who was in his 80s, was struck shortly after noon on October 4th in the 3400 block of Foothill Expressway. Paramedics transported him to a hospital. Authorities say he died on Wednesday. His name has not been released. An investigation has so far revealed that the cyclist was riding south on Foothill Expressway in the bicycle lane and had entered into the lanes of southbound traffic where he was hit by a Mercedes-Benz. The cyclist, who was wearing a helmet, was thrown from the bike and suffered a major head injury. The driver who hit the man did stay at the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. Police say it does not appear that drugs or alcohol were involved. If it seems as though you've been getting a lot more spam calls, you likely are. A new report by U.S. PIRG Education Fund reveals from January to September, Americans were targeted by an average of over 2.5 billion robocalls, the highest level in 6 years. Robo-texts are also an issue, with around 19 billion scammy messages received by Americans last year, almost three times the amount received in 2021. Scammers typically impersonate the IRS or banks or send messages about a supposed failed package delivery through the post office or another carrier. Meanwhile, just 44% of phone companies have installed FCC-mandated robo-regulating software. For the first time in 89 years, the Walnut Festival will not be held in Walnut Creek. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Gurion with more.
The 2025 Walnut Festival will be held in Antioch this year. The move was designed to keep the Walnut Festival running and avoid a total cancellation. Its usual venue, Heather Farm Park, is unavailable this year because they're undergoing extensive renovations.
And so because of that, we had to move.
That's Tammy Lagomarsino, the event director for the Walnut Festival. She told KCBS despite searching for a closer venue, only the Antioch Fairgrounds were suitable.
There wasn't any other real options that would have been able to house the whole event.
Walnut Creek festival goers aren't happy about it.
I know that Walnut Creek is very upset with me.
Not to worry, though. It's just a temporary move. Once Heather Farm Park's renovations are over, the Walnut Festival hopes to move back there. For now, they've lowered the admission price and say while the festival may be a little smaller, the same attractions will be there. Rebecca Gurion, KCBS.
The Walnut Festival is happening this weekend at the Antioch Fairgrounds. The University of San Francisco is mourning the loss of athletic director Larry Williams, who died at a campus gym on Thursday morning. He was 62. Williams had been the university's athletic director since 2022, saying the school represented an almost perfect combination of the things he cherished. Williams was devoted to his Catholic faith and played football at the University of Notre Dame. He spent 8 years competing in the NFL while simultaneously earning a law degree. Williams leaves behind five children and grandchildren, as well as a wife, USF is offering support for students, faculty, and staff. More layoffs in the San Francisco tech sector. This time, it's at Handshake, a company whose mission is to help college graduates find jobs in high tech. Handshake, often referred to as LinkedIn for students, says it will lay off nearly 100 employees this week. Company officials say it is transitioning into letting AI do more of its work. And in fact, it will now be known as Handshake AI to help college students get jobs in AI.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.